I handed the harness to Stefan.
You'll have to put it on me after I change. I'll be right back.
I changed shape in my bedroom because I had to take off my clothes to do it. I'm not really all that modest. A shapeshifter gets over that pretty fast. But I try not to get naked in front of someone who might misread the casual nudity for casualness in other areas. Never ride in a car with a vampire who is in a hurry. Although Stefan had at least three cars that I knew of, he had apparently taken a faster way, as he put it, to my house. So we took my rabbit to his meeting. I didn't know my rabbit could peel out like that. We turned onto the highway with the RPMs redlined. The car stayed on all four wheels, but only just. The rabbit actually seemed to like the drive better than I did. The engine roughness I'd been trying for years to get rid of smoothed out, and it purred. When Stefan took us over the river on the cable bridge that dropped us off in the middle of Pasco, he was driving 40 miles an hour over the speed limit. He crossed through the heart of the industrial area to a cluster of hotels that sprang up on the far edge of town. By some miracle, we weren't picked up for speeding. The hotel Stefan took us to catered to truckers, though there was only one big rig parked in the lot. Maybe Tuesday nights were slow. Despite the plethora of empty parking spaces, Stefan parked the rabbit next to the only other car in the lot, a black BMW. I jumped out of the car's open window into the parking lot and was hit with the smell of vampire and blood. My nose is very good, especially when I'm a coyote, but I don't always notice what I'm smelling. But this was impossible to miss. Maybe it was bad enough to drive off normal humans, and that's why the parking lot was nearly empty. I looked at Stefan to see if he smelled it too, but his attention was focused on the car we'd parked beside. As soon as he'd drawn my attention to it, I realized the smell was coming from the BMW. How was it that the car could smell more like vampire than Stefan the vampire did? I caught another, more subtle scent. As soon as it touched my nose, it wrapped itself around me, clouding all the other scents until it was all I could smell. Stefan came around the car in a rush, snatched up the leash, and tugged it hard to quiet my growl. I jerked back and snapped my teeth at him. I wasn't a damn dog. He could have asked me to be quiet.
Settle down.
Stefan wasn't watching me. He was looking at the hotel. I smelled something else then. Fear. Stefan's fear. What could scare a vampire?
Come.
Stefan turned toward the hotel and tugged me forward, out of my confusion.
I don't want you to do anything, Mercy, no matter what you see or hear. You aren't up to a fight with this one. I just need an impartial witness who won't get herself killed. So play coyote with all your might, and if I don't make it out of here, go tell the mistress what I asked you to do for me, and what you saw.
How did he expect me to escape something that could kill him? He hadn't been talking like this earlier, nor had he been afraid. Maybe he could smell what I was smelling, and he knew what it was. I couldn't ask him, though, because a coyote isn't equipped for human speech. He led the way to a smoked glass door. It was locked, but there was a keycard box with a small red blinking LED light. He tapped a finger on the box, and the light turned green, just as if he'd swiped a magnetic card through it. The door opened without protest and closed behind us. There was nothing creepy about the hallway, but it bothered me anyway. Probably Stefan's nerves rubbing off on me. What would scare a vampire? Either Stefan knew where the vampire was staying, or his nose wasn't hampered by the scent of that otherness like mine was. He took me briskly through the long hallway and stopped about halfway down. He tapped on the door with his knuckles, though I, and so presumably Stefan, could hear that whoever awaited us inside the room had started for the door as soon as we stopped in front of it.